Well, today we have a couple of guests joining us on the phone. Kristen Krohn and Stephanie Harder are with us this morning. They're representing the AHSTW Booster Club. They've got a pretty exciting fundraising event coming up. Ladies, how are you this morning?
Hey, Jim. We're doing good.
Yeah, doing good.
Very well. Well, good. Let's talk a little bit about the AHSTW Booster Club. How long have each of you been involved? Kristen, let's start with you.
You know what, Jim? This is my first year of being on the committee. And Stephanie Harder, it's probably been...
Yeah, I'm just we kind of...
been boosters for years.
Yeah, just a hit-and-miss volunteer.
Yeah, well, very good.
We love to volunteer our time.
Yeah, and so, well, since your first year, that's, I understand now, why you're doing this.
Yes.
That's how it goes for first-year members. They always have to jump right
Absolutely.
In and help
Absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely. They sucker us into doing things, you know.
Well,
we don't want to do.
Well, it's all right. We'll make this easy. Well, let's talk a little bit about funding and stuff. It's always difficult for booster clubs. You know, you're competing with so many other things, but being community-based like you are, you get a lot of support, don't you?
Yeah, we get a lot of support from individuals, but then also businesses in the five communities that we support.
Yeah, we get to spread the wealth a little bit with AHSTW. You've got some communities to spread that around. What are some of the things that you'd like to do? You're looking at a project here where it's a pretty impressive fundraiser. And before we talk about this fundraiser itself, talk about what the money raise would be used for. What are you targeting that for?
It looks like the state is now making it required and moving forward that the shot clock is required for varsity or for high school games. And so we've been approached to help support that there for the basketball team anyway.
Okay, so some important improvements there that are going to be necessary to help move things forward there. Well, let's talk a little bit about the fundraiser itself. This is pretty exciting. I've got a full-color brochure, a full-page brochure right here in front of me that looks pretty spectacular. Tell folks about it.
Okay, so, yes, we have a three-night stay in beautiful Cabo San Lucas, Mexico. The prize is estimated over at $4,000. It also comes with a $1,000 Visa gift card used for flights if you want to, or, you know, just clothes to take on vacation, whatever you want to use it for. This living space is about 5,000 square foot. It's got its own private pool, its own private hot tub, great, great views. It sleeps up to 16 people. See, what else do we?
And the trip can be used at any point through the year of 2022. So it's not like it's a set date. You can kind of choose when it would work for you and your 15 closest friends to go.
And your how many closest friends?
Well, it sleeps up to 16. So I would assume you'd want to go and you'd want to bring your 15 closest friends.
Oh, my gosh. I thought I heard that right. I can't believe that. That's quite a deal for folks to be able to do that. How were you able to work out this type of a fundraising project?
So we have this very nice family in our community that had approached us in September, said that they had owned this place and that they would love to donate it so that we could kind of make it a fundraiser for the Booster Club. They are willing to, if the winner would like, they're willing to extend the stay. Obviously, they'd have to go in and work the price out with the owners, but they're more nights that they can add and kind of make it a longer stay if they want to.
Wow. I mean, did people actually faint when these folks walked in and said, hey, we'd like to donate this?
Well, you know, we were shocked. We were like, are you sure? You know, like,
you have this awesome place and we didn't know about this?
Well, it's a pretty impressive donation to be able to do something like that and to be able to have the flexibility, too. I see on the notes here it says that you are able to use this from February 1st of 2022 through November 30th of 2022. So like you said, most of next year it can be available for you depending upon the scheduling and stuff. That's pretty impressive. Usually you're kind of tied to certain dates.
Absolutely.
Very good. Well, let's... Yeah, talk a little bit about how people can go about getting involved in this. You're selling tickets, right?
Okay, so we're selling tickets. We have about 50 of them sold. We would love to sell another 100 if so. So only 150 will be sold. It's $100 a ticket, and they can contact me by phone at 712-249-9902 to purchase a ticket. Or they can look at the Booster Club page on Facebook. It is AHSTW Booster Club. And you can scroll down on that link and find it to purchase a ticket there as well.
Okay. And you're selling tickets, you said, at $100 a piece. Now, they can buy more than one, right?
They absolutely can. Improve your chances of winning.
No problem with selling extra tickets. That's just fine. Are you limiting the total number of tickets that you're going to sell?
We are. We only want to sell 150.
Okay. All right. So like you said, you've got about 50 done so far, so about another 100 available. Now, does it have to be someone who lives within the AHSTW school district?
Absolutely not. Anybody is available to get a ticket and win this wonderful trip and invite whoever they would like to go with them. So it is open to anybody.
Okay. So the money is good. It doesn't matter where it comes from. Excellent.
Correct.
And when will you be drawing for this?
Our drawing is November 30th. It'll be during our varsity girls basketball game at halftime.
All right. Very good. So what else do we need to know? That's pretty simple, right? Just get a hold of folks, get those tickets purchased, and get on the opportunity.
Absolutely. Wonderful fundraiser, wonderful trip. It's a win-win either way.
Okay, very good. Well, and if folks would like to know more about this, you said there's a spot online they can go?
Yes, if they go to Facebook, so it's under Viking Booster Club.
Okay.
They'll be able to, you know, also, we have a VRBO listing. If they want to go to VRBO.com, the property listing is number 2022-823, and that will pull up all of the pictures to this house.
Well, if it's anything like the picture I'm looking at here, if the inside looks as good as the outside, it's pretty spectacular.
Isn't it beautiful?
Yeah.
I hope I win, Jim. And I'm hoping I'm her friend.
Well, I was going to say, it sounds like you're hoping that either you win or one of your close friends win, because you can take so many folks there. It's just, it's an opportunity of a lifetime there. Awesome.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, if you're ever looking to make some folks happy, this is one way to do it. Just tell them you're going to take them along. So, very good. Well, that's coming very soon. Again, that's November 30th. They'll do that drawing. So, get after those tickets. That's not too far away. Make sure you get those tickets. $100 a ticket, and it's for the AHSTW Booster Club event. And, again, you can contact Kristen or so many other people, too, and find out more about those tickets. Check them out online and on Facebook. And if you want to see that listing again, VRBO, you can check that out as well. Wow, that's pretty cool. Cabo San Lucas sounds good in the wintertime, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
Stephanie, Kristen, thank you so much for the time here today. Appreciate it. Good luck with that fundraiser.
Thank you so much. Thanks so much, Jim.